could ask Jim for the children's talk, please.
The kids want to come up front.
Go on the second row here, if you want. Right, so I want to talk about special days today. Now, what sort of days are special to you during the year? Can you think of any special days that might be special to you?
My life in Canada.
Anybody got any ideas? What's a special day to you? What day do you? What's your favourite day in the year?
Easter.
Easter. Right. Yes, there's one. What happens at Easter? What we celebrate his death and his rising again, didn't he? Yeah. And what else happens at Easter? Is this stuff you like? Easter eggs, yep. Yeah. And what, do you have a special day in the year that you like?
Christmas.
Christmas, and why do you like Christmas? Presents. And why do we give presents? Do you know why we give presents? No. It's because somebody else gave us a present.
Jesus.
Yeah. And who was it that gave us the present of Jesus' birth? It was God. That's right. He sent his own son into the world, didn't he? Right. Any other special days? Annalise, what's your special day of the year? Your party. Yes. Do you guys have special day each year? Party?
Yeah,
a birthday. Yep. So you've all got one of those, so you all have a special day. Yep.
Jesus,
yes, and we're going to talk a bit about that now, because way back in history, near the beginning of mankind, really, God wasn't that well known to people. There were lots of people in the world, but they didn't really know a lot about him. And there was one man whose name was Abraham. Has anybody heard of Abraham before in the Bible? Yep. And what's he called? Do you know he's called the... It's a bit like a dad. The father, yes, of the children of Israel. He was to be the father of all the people in Israel. So, and that was what was promised to him by God, because he believed God. What God said was true, and he walked and talked with God. He knew God, and he respected God, and he loved him. And after that, he had some sons. Do you know, anybody know one of his sons' names? There was a Jacob along the line, wasn't there? And then he had some more sons, and they were called, one of Jacob's sons was Joseph. Have you heard the story of Joseph? Where did Joseph end up going? Egypt, that's right. And he spent quite a while in Egypt, didn't he? And what did he do when he was in Egypt? Just what was the big thing that was very important for him to have done in Egypt? Yep. Then he was like the king. He was second in charge in Egypt. And when there was a big famine in the land, he was able to bring all his family, all his brothers and his father to Egypt to escape the famine, because God had prepared the land of Egypt and Joseph had helped, been part of that to make it so there was enough food in the land of Egypt for all God's people to survive. And then after that, it said that there was about, Joseph brought about 70 of his family members to Egypt to escape the famine. And then they stayed there for a very long time. What's a long time to you guys? How long? Be 10 years? Is that a long time? Yeah. What's a long time to you?
1,000 years.
1,000 years. Yep, yep. That's getting a long time. We call that a millennium. Yep. Eh?
An hour.
An hour is a long time sometimes, isn't it? It can be. Yeah, that's right. Well, these people, they stayed there for 430 years. So that's quite a long time, isn't it? So the ones that all who arrived there, they were no longer living when after 430 years. But they'd grown from 70 people. How many people do you think would have been the descendants of Abraham at the end of 430 years? Anybody good at maths? You might have a guess. There'd be 1,000, do you think?
No.
No? For more?
1,000.
102. Well, this one, this apparently, this number begins with a 6.
6,000.
And it's got 5 zeros after it. 6, well, in between. 600,000. Can you imagine 600,000 people? Because Gore has about 8,000 or 9,000 people in it. So it's a long, lot bigger than Gore. And so that all the Abraham's family had grown to be a massive group of people. And this group of people didn't really know God that well. Some of the people in Abraham's family living in Egypt did know God, but they didn't know him that well. And so God took the people of Israel out of Egypt, didn't he? Because the Egyptians were treating them badly. And he said, I'm going to take you to a special land that can make you my people there. And on the way out, God said to them, I want to teach you about myself, and I'm going to lay down some laws so that it'll help you to get to know me better. And he said, if you listen, and listen obediently to know to how God tells you to live in his presence, obey his commandments and keeping all his laws, then I won't strike you with all the diseases that I inflicted on the Egyptians. I am God your healer. So he said, if you obey me, I'll be your healer. I'll be good to you and I'll prosper you. And God then gave them some laws that they needed to live by. And do you know what those laws are called? Yep. The Ten Commandments, that's right. And the first one says, you must respect God. That's what the first one says. And the second one said, you shouldn't have any other thing in your life higher than God. I should be number one. Yep.
The one is do not murder.
That is, and that comes later. And we're going, next one says, we shouldn't treat God's name lightly. We shouldn't use it as a swear word. And then the third one says, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy and special. Now, we're talking about special days. So, God's given us a special day. Once in every 7 days, we have a special day to celebrate who God is, to remember him. And what else? What else can we do on God's special day? We can pray, we can rest. We only need to do those essential things that we need to do to live on this day. So God's given us a special day, and he told the people of Israel that they needed to rest one in every 7 days, and that you need to remember who I am and celebrate together. So we can celebrate today. It's a bit like having a birthday every 7 days. Because we can remember God. Right, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you've been good to us, and that when we listen to you, you care for us. You watch out for us. You prosper us, and we thank you for that. And we thank you that you've given us a special day, like our birthdays, except it happens every week. And we thank you that we can come here today, celebrate who you are, and give thanks to you, and learn about you. In Jesus' name, amen.